Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, since the start of the show 2 hours ago, we've been live at PrisonPlanet.tv with Willie Nelson, now Naomi Wolf. Here's Wired Magazine 2 weeks ago. Army orders pain ray trucks. New report shows potential for death. The Army's own reports admit this ray actually kills you. And it has the control to turn it into a narrow beam and kill you. And it's got a picture of the weapons being deployed in the United States. And I just gave you the quotes from the AP with the head of the Air Force saying, use it on the American people first. Naomi Wolf, who's a best-selling author, journalist, won all sorts of awards. We are here talking about how this is the office of the executive claiming it runs everything. They brainwash the military, even military you talk to, who are against this go well. If the commander-in-chief says, I got to do it. I'll shoot Americans. I'll arrest Congress. That's not true. You know, Nixon again said, well, when the president breaks the law, it's not breaking the law. Well, you saw what happened there. So, very, very serious. I want to take calls coming up in this hour for Naomi Wolf. I want to talk about her new book and solutions that her book gets into and also the new video covering all this. She's a very influential lady and very intelligent. And we're really glad that she has the courage to get into all this, and we're going to send her more of this information. But here it is, potential for death. And, Naomi, what do you think of them apples?
Potential for death. I mean, you know, terrifying and yet not surprising because once you see footage, which is why I'm so concerned about the election, of, you know, a handful of angry voters who've just been purged from the rolls, you know, speaking up and being tasered to death, oops, accidentally or in defense, or, you know, being quote-unquote subdued by, you know, these lethal and non-lethal technologies, which the initial Army Times report said that the 1st Brigade had.
And they now have mass tasers? They now have mass tasers?
What? You're telling me they have mass tasers?
Yeah, it's a big taser they roll out that shoots a bunch of cords out and shocks.
Oh. Alex, really, I can't, I, you know, it's like just when I think I've reached, you know, I understand where we are, you bring up new information that takes it one step further. All right, so, you know, all we need is some repeating footage on CNN or Fox News of, you know, five Americans, you know, in the street, brutally wounded or worse from these technologies, and then you can still have, as I've learned, you know, all the trappings of civil society intact, but people just go quiet, you know, understandably. I mean, you know, if there's military standing outside the polling booth, you're a lot less inclined to argue vociferously with, you know, the registrar if you and all your neighbors have been purged from the rolls.
Well, I think Barack Obama's going to come into office, and then I think the left's going to be completely co-opted, and I don't have to go into him saying he wouldn't go for wiretapping or heat in the war and flip-flopping. I mean, the Wall Street money's on him. This is giving him left cover. The left, the mainline left, is suddenly going to love FEMA camps and mass arrest. And
oh God, I don't think so. The mainline left will be the ones, you know, right in the front lines. I mean, they'll be targeted.
Not if it's Barack Obama.
So let me just say for your audience, because people have rightly said, when will Alex Jones persuade Naomi Wolf that there is, you know, that she needs to see beyond the left-right paradigm? And I have to say you all are making a lot of headway with me, because while I still believe that an Obama presidency at least will staunch the immediate decline into a police state, I've also been saying in public again and again that it is going to be business as usual, in the sense that unless there's an enraged bipartisan, transpartisan citizens movement to restore liberty and the Constitution, here's why: Barack Obama, with these rights, is going to be tempted to use them just as the founders knew any leader will, and the trillions of dollars to be made in surveillance and security technologies by vested interests who benefit from a police state, you know, have the same pressures on him that they would on any other candidate. So it is going to be up to us as citizens to hold any leader's feet to the fire. We're not, you know, I would rather have a constitutional anyone than an unconstitutional Democrat in office.
Naomi Wolf, our guest for the next 50 minutes. Your phone calls at 800-259-9231. I'm going to cover the coup de grace, the key info, with her when we get back. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me make this statement. This is key in psychological warfare, in the info wars that the military-industrial complex owned by the private banks are launching. And almost all the information I'm about to cover is in their own white papers, their own admissions at the international level. Just like at Waco, when they were ramming the Bradley fighting vehicles into the building and machine gunning everyone as they tried to run out the back, all in the FLIR footage, and this came out in congressional testimony, Delta Force was there shooting the men, women, and children. They were announcing this is not an assault, this is not an assault while they were doing it. So, even as you see the economy implode, even as you see, if we're unable to stop it, martial law and troops on the streets, they will continue to deny it's martial law. They will continue to deny it's a problem. They will continue to laugh at anyone that even brings it up. I mean, if you read the Army Times and they say they're going to engage the American people with non-lethal weapons and aid the police for civil unrest, you say to Naomi Wolf, we never said that, counting on people not reading the Army Times. So this is part of a psychology. They're going to deny it and deny it and deny it and deny it. It's like for a year before the U.S. invaded Panama, they had helicopters and troops and doing drills and touch and goes and inserting special forces and pulling them out. And Panama kept saying, you're going to invade, you're going to invade, you're going to invade. And they said, you're crazy. You're nuts. It's a conspiracy theory. And then they later made a History Channel thing showing the psychological warfare. It's the same thing here, but they're acclimating the police, the military, the local governments. At these urban warfare drills with the Army, the Marines, and others all over the country, they practice taking over the city council, the city hall, the county commissioners, the state capitals. They practice arresting the lawmakers, you know, guys in suits walking out of city halls with their hands behind their head. This is all Pavlovian psychological operant conditioning of the public. And it's all right in your face. And Naomi Wolf is absolutely right. We have to scream bloody murder, say no, have the facts, make an issue about this, because they want to, it's the way you domesticate a wild animal. You open up a pen, put some grain in there, leave it open for months, let the wild horses, wild pigs, whatever it is you're wanting to capture, wild cows, bovine, come in. And then finally, after a few months of that, you just one day, nowadays they have a timer on the gate and it just closes. But in the old days, the person would just walk up and close the gate on them and then keep feeding them for a few months, showing them you're friendly, and then start taking the babies from the pigs, the babies from the horses. Those are the first you tame. Then the other horses see that the baby's being taken care of. Then they think you're part of their troop or their clutch. You know, it's the same way that ducks or geese imprint. So they're imprinting us right now that all of this is okay and good. It's like when the Delta Force, it's just like they take over third world countries. They came into South Texas town, San Antonio, and they went and bribed the mayors and the fire chiefs. But finally, the police chief of San Antonio, they brought in about $200,000 in a big cash bucket and said, "We just want you to be friends with the army." And he said, "Well, what is this?" And they said, "Just be friends with us." And he said, "Oh, I was in army intelligence. This is illegal. Get out of here." Then he was in the news. I went and interviewed him. That's in Police State 2000. And so what we've discovered is just like they've paid off the Iraqi constabulary, that's the real surge, with these, you know, 60-something billion and $100 bills they're flown in. They've also corrupted the troops. A private gets $30,000. A standard-rated sergeant gets about $100,000. And folks, I've even got family that I know, I brought it up to them, and they get real mad and won't talk about it. They've been bought off. They've been compromised. The series Rome is pretty accurate. And in that, Caesar takes a centurion for just one part of Rome and says, "I need you to carry out corruptions for me." And a corruption is once you get somebody on the take, now they're corrupted along with you. And so they have these emergency management centers they built in every county and city and state that are federal. And they have CIA officers in those now. And they have CIA liaisons in the city. And so in most counties and cities, they've run thousands of former FBI agents to be sheriffs and police chiefs. They're everywhere now. And see, that's what militaries do throughout history. They take over societies with Caesar. 2,040-something years ago in Rome, I guess 2,051 now, crossing the Rubicon. They build up this army, they bring it into Rome, they bring it into Washington, and that's what this brigade's for. It's to menace the government and menace the rest of the military. They've hired felons for the military, illegal alien felons, aggravated felons. We told you about that 10 years before it was in the news. Now it's in the news. So this is real. This is happening. And it's about the looting. This is about the international crime syndicate, the brokerage firms, the select group of banks, creating a vertical integration of the economy, cutting off liquidity to cause a depression. Then they'll have the only liquidity to buy it all up. And they know you're going to riot and crime's going to go up. And then you're going to beg for the U.S. military to be used. So you're seeing the military. We're going to help you at car wrecks. We're going to be out there aiding firemen and police. They're just introducing it. Not just the public, but the military as well. Now, that's my little four-minute comment. Naomi Wolf, you've got the floor to comment on this, but this is historical. This happens 99% of the time in countries. Empires never last more than 200 years. It's happening here now, and they'll let the cops go ahead and be part of it. They're going to have their pension funds taken, too. They're going to have their dollar devalued. You know, the good news about this is these things always end up falling. Naomi Wolf.
Well, once again, you're adding dimensions to that I wasn't aware of. I mean, I did know that millions of dollars are being pumped into, as I believe I mentioned, police departments across the country in order to get the militarization that we saw at the RNC. And I did know that, I mean, one really important thing I learned from my research in Give Me Liberty is that something that always, always works in bringing down a tyrant is mass protests. But they're not the kind of protests that are legal in the United States now, the kind of mass protests that brought down the Berlin Wall or that restored people power in the Philippines or that liberated the Baltic states or, you know, restored democracy in Pakistan are illegal. And now that we have these heavily armed police, they're very dangerous as well. You're not allowed to step in the street for a legal protest in the U.S. because of this 30 years of over-permitization. So I teach people in Give Me Liberty how to stage a real protest and how to dress safely to protect yourself from, you know, most of these technologies. Obviously, some of them, the ones you've described.
But Naomi, I go back to the fear precept. I go back to the, you know.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about psychological programming. I mean, it sounds so extreme to think that this could be possible. However, I have to say I have some evidence that you're right. There's some very chilling footage from the RNC that people can see in the End of America movie, which I mentioned, where you see Amy Goodman or other protesters being, not Amy Goodman, being beaten. She's being rounded up, but other people are being beaten, and this heavily armed cop, could be a cop, could be a federal agent, is yelling, "You're violating my constitutional rights," as he's beating this unarmed civilian. And the writer in me is just looking at that thinking, something very directive is going on there.
No, that's psychological warfare.
Exactly.
Whenever we had people attack us at the DNC and break our bullhorns and things, they would say, "I have rights," as they pull out a knife and cut the cord. It's on video. "I have rights."
Extraordinary. So this is clearly organized, and you know, I'm experiencing something which is quite fascinating online. This viral video that's calling for people to sort of sign up with this citizens' peaceful army to restore liberty. The viralness of it got stopped by one poster again and again and again and again, like relentlessly, day and night, saying she's a plant. If you go to her website and sign up, they're going to round you up. She's, you know, a Council on Foreign Relations member, you know, casting me as this stealth agent, you know, for the very people I'm criticizing. And it had the effect of sort of making people go, "Oh, well, wait a minute. Well, you know, maybe I won't pass this around to my nearest and dearest."
No, exactly.
So relentless.
We have the Army field manual that was put on WikiLeaks about 6 months ago, and the Army confirmed it was real, about how the Army in Latin America would do the same thing. If somebody was getting really successful, they would come out and then say they're an agent. Now,
really?
Yeah, but see, the government, and they admit NORTHCOM is involved, quote, fighting an info war, CENTCOM, with bloggers countering us. They'll even have their handle, and you'll go back to their MySpace, and they're in uniform, and they'll have the PSYOPS patch on their site. They're not even hiding it. But
extraordinary.
What they do is they assess your weaknesses in your credentials, which aren't weaknesses, but to them they are. And they say, "Well, she's a Rhodes Scholar. They're all New World Order," because Cecil Rhodes did set that up to set up world government. And then,
although, as we've discussed, he left me out of it. He left me out of the information.
Well, regardless, you judge a tree by its fruits. Mm-hmm. Regardless, it isn't even about Naomi Wolf or Alex Jones. This is happening, so what are we going to do about it? And they always use fear and say, "They'll get you, they'll round you up." No, no. We need to not go quietly in the night, not have a chilling effect, stand up and say no.
Exactly.
That's the only way, historically. Are you a member of the Council on Foreign Relations?
No, I'm not.
Well, I mean, regardless, the CFR, when it was 2,000 members set up by British intelligence in 1922, was clearly a shadow government and still is. But now they've expanded to close to 5,000, and they have inner boards of it that are on the know and part of the military-industrial complex, invisible empire system. But they also try to co-opt. I'm not going to say that. I happen to know about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. I happen to know their anti-New World Order. And I happen to know that that she's being co-opted in the name of helping African children. So just because she's a member of the CFR doesn't mean Angelina Jolie is New World Order. No, some of the films, you know, they're trying to suck her in. The point is that we can't become a bunch of McCarthyites talking about the activists. The point is, NORTHCOM has announced this. This is happening. And, and why do people in our movement always police us instead of looking at what's happening? And most of the time, they're operatives. And they explain in the Army Field Manual how to go out and claim that the real activists are agents.
That's so fascinating. I'll have to take a look at that. Well, in the meantime, I think we need to create some positive strategy for what to do. I mean, one of the things I really want to urge people to do is, and again, you've been very instrumental in helping me get past this, being stuck in this left-right paradigm, is that we really need to build this transpartisan army of citizens. And what I'm urging people to do is, you know, in a closing society, when individuals say no according to their own circumstances, it's very powerful because it sends a message to the people around you. So, like, when officers at the RNC refuse to arrest these Iraq vets for peace, that's a way to say no. Talking about impeachment, bipartisan impeachment and prosecution of the president is a way to say no. We can talk about that when you like.
Well,
I hear the music revving up.
Yeah, sure. For the internet audience, I'm going to skip this break. Everybody else will be right back with your phone calls on the other side. Naomi Wolf is our guest.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
The Bankman.
The Bankman.
Bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming,
but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend, and I'll ride again.
And I'll ride again.
Nellie Wolf is our guest.
I'm an American Indian.
And I want to go to some phone calls, but Naomi, plug where people get the new book, where they get the new video, specifically I know they can get it on Amazon and places, but specifically, how do they go to the sites?
Sure. Well, the new book is called Give Me Liberty, and you can get it in bookstores or on Amazon or on my website. And there's a new movie of The End of America, and our distribution strategy is very much influenced by Alex Jones basically saying, let the people have the information and let them have it in a way that works for them, no matter what. So a lot of people have moved to heaven and earth to do an internet release yesterday. So you can go to endofamericamovie.com and just download it for free or order the DVD as you like, and people can do screenings, which we're urging them to do, for their citizens, fellow citizens, for their neighbors and friends, to alert them. This is very vivid footage, a lot of archival footage, interviews with journalists and politicians have come forward, and ordinary Americans whose lives have been, ruined by these 10 steps and who've stood up and fought back, and then their action steps. And at myamericaproject.org, we're building, it's not completed yet, but we're in the process of building a site where citizens, we want to build a transpartisan movement of, many millions of Americans to be a kind of an army for the Constitution, an army for the restoration of the rule of law, and we're in a war, as Alex says. There are shades of difference in our understanding of the war, but we're, clearly, and Give Me Liberty, I say we're in a war. It's a war against citizens. We have to recognize that we're in a war. We're in the front lines, and the war is being kind of waged in a very stealthy way, and it's time for us to fight back. So at the end of Give Me Liberty, there are these 55 action steps, whether it's here's how you write the op-eds, here's how you become the media, here's how you do radio. It's not just Alex Jones and Naomi Wolf. It should be everyone who's concerned about these issues, raising their voices, creating media, documenting.
Well, Naomi, that's the key. Right. That's what tells me you're for real and that your heart is in the right place with people asking that, is because you're saying to individuals, go out with the info, take action, and then the info you're putting out is accurate. And so instead of arguing about whether Naomi Wolf or Alex Jones are good, men or women, folks, we have a predatory elite criminally consolidating and vertically integrating the world economy under tyrannical globalism, and we have to stand up and we have to fight back and we have to say no now. And I say to the military and the police and the bureaucrats and all of you, you're in your tightly sequestered kind of mob, gang mentality, little peer pressure cultures. We have no future if you don't break out of that. And I assure you, things are going to lead in this country, and the globalists plan this to be very violent and very bloody. It's not going to go well for you. And then the globalists are going to come in posing as the saviors later with the velvet glove fist after you've been discredited and a lot of you go into prison. So I see an even larger setup in all of that. And so I'm warning you, you better do a gut check, an intellectual check, and stand up for the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. If you can't see that what the executive is doing and what the Congress is doing is tyrannical on its face, then you better look again. Naomi, again, give out those websites.
Sure thing. It's endofamericamovie.com, and it's myamericaproject.org. And again, we're building those 55 steps. So you can also reach me at naomiwolf.com. I'm going to various cities as well, and we're signing people up there to pass legislation to restore the Constitution, the rule of law, to organize people into democracy commando teams where you can take power back and be as powerful as vested interests with your representatives. We're calling for a national referendum, for instance, to give power back to the people and break the stranglehold of special interests over Congress. 55 action steps. You can start your own political movement. You can, we teach you how to fundraise. We teach you how to start a nonprofit.
And regardless, the ideas she's putting out have been proven and work. Just take it and do your own model, folks. Instead of rationalizing, going, I don't know if I like her. I don't know if I agree with her. I don't know if I like Alex. Fine. Take what you want and leave the rest. Just get up off your butts and move against this tyranny now instead of in the peanut gallery you know, playing secret agent all day. Get out there, expose the tyranny, expose the unconstitutional garbage. We're going to come right back, and I promise we're going right to your calls. We're going to skip this break, too, for the Internet audience right now. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Swear on the eternal altar of liberty. Resistance for eternity against tyrants, thugs, control freaks, scum, liars. I commit myself to truth and justice, all those things they told you were sappy. Because if you don't have liberty, you have nothing. Our economy can fully implode, but if we have liberty, it'll come back. The enemy tells us that the terrorists attack because they hate our freedom, and it's true. The military-industrial complex carried out the 9/11 attacks and many others because they hate your liberty. They've committed a million crimes. They've got to go for broke because they've done so many illegal things that if they don't bring in total tyranny, they know that a free people can get control of the government again and bring them to justice. Naomi Wolf, I want you to comment on the points I just made with your own unique perspective, and then we're going to go to the phone calls.
Well, I love the shift in energy from you know, analyzing the threat, you know, the sort of, you know, here it comes, here are the 10 steps, you know, which certainly makes us feel afraid, especially I as a mother of two beautiful children feel afraid when I think about that and sometimes feel powerless or overwhelmed. And then shifting into, you know, the message of, well, you know, we do have power. There are millions of us. Our numbers are growing. People are waking up. Here's what you can do. You can go talk to military, talk to police officers, educate your neighbors. You know, as we were saying before the break, you know, write those op-eds. You know, we teach people in Give Me Liberty, you know, here's how you frame the debate. Here's how you leak to a reporter. Here's how you document government abuses. So much that we can do. And, you know, I love Willie Nelson's point because artists have a lot of wisdom at a time like this. The subconscious is powerful. And so if we shift from a fear state of, oh, my God, here they come, to a kind of state of joy in finding one another and creative problem solving and again, drawing on that wisdom the founding generation meant us to have, this group of absolutely ordinary people, farmers and artisans and working men and women, washerwomen, enslaved African Americans, not just the well-known founders, all of whom took extraordinary risks and, you know, broke up the power of the biggest empire of the day, right? That's what they did. We've got to do that again. But, you know, my study of history absolutely shows that when millions of people make that psychological shift, it is overwhelming for the would-be tyrants. They can strike and strike and strike, but they're facing a hydra, you know, when the people really are energized and knowledgeable and standing up for one another and standing up for the Constitution. Mm-hmm.
That's right. The enemy is a hydra. We have to have a hydra-like approach. With, you know, they got 1,000 heads. We got 1,000,000 heads.
Except we have 300 million. We can be a hydra for liberty.
Absolutely. We got to do it. Wow, Naomi Wolf. You know, I haven't read the new book. I did purchase the original book when I was going to have you on. You sent me one. It's an easy read, but well done. You know, The End of America. Now you have the new one. Just 2 weeks ago, Rick Linklater's been out of the country making a movie about... I think it's H.G. Wells. I mean, the point is he's been in England for a year. He was back about 6 months ago for a birthday party, and I was out of his house, out of his ranch. But it came in the mail, your book, The End of America, a little nice note from him. And of course, Rick's a patriot, knows 9/11 is an inside job. But the point is that your book and your material is really getting out to people because he bought that book in England and then mailed it to me. I think he's in the Isle of Man finishing up the movie. It's H.G. something. Is it H.G. Is it Orson Welles or H.G. Wells? I don't remember. I have to pull the article up. But the point is that your book is really getting out there. Jared in Florida, you're on the air with Naomi Wolf and Chris Richard, Tweedledee, and then Summer. Go ahead, Jared, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I just want to say I'm a Prison Planet subscriber. I've been listening to you for about 6 months. And before I started listening to you, I used to hate my country. You know, we do all this crappy stuff. But, I mean, you totally turned it around.
Now you know it's a criminal military-industrial complex that has subdued us through high-tech propaganda. Now their propaganda isn't working, so they're moving in with physical control. See, and then we don't get the guilt of the wars and the evil because we don't deserve all that guilt. I mean, we deserve the fact that we were slovenly and let this happen. But we, I mean, people need to see the evil so they have a choice to really sign on to it or not.
Exactly. I've never been fully blind to it. My parents always knew about... You know, the Iran stuff in 1950. I mean, I've never been too blind to it, but it's like your videos have definitely made it like definitive. I can actually tell people, hey, this is mainstream news. Don't you guys see this? And I burn all your DVDs. I send it out. It's great, man. But one thing I wanted to ask you, I remember a couple months ago you were covering about how hard it is to transfer your wealth to other countries. Do you think when the crap hits the fan, it's going to be hard just to get out of the country? I mean, I'm a dual citizen with New Zealand. And if it really happens, I mean, I plan on getting out of here.
All right, here's the deal. That's what the watch list now over 1,000,000 people is, which you can never get off of. And the news acts like it's just idiots up there, and that's why it's that way. It's always, oh, we don't know how to run things, but it's all their political enemies. Yes, the New World Order, the OECD, the International Bank of Settlements, that's about internationally having the same rules, the same computer databases, the same systems, which they use the war on terror to integrate. Is their cover to where now if you want to go fishing 12 miles off the coast, they're trying to make you have a passport down in Port Aransas or Galveston to go fishing. They now have a North American ID card for people to travel. They're now admitting that face scanning cameras have been up for 10 years, are tracking everybody everywhere we go. They already, I mean, they're scanning our license plates everywhere we go. Pentagon Design. I saw it in Pentagon documents 10 years ago. Now it's mainstream news going, yeah, you're tracked everywhere you go. And that's how they get the face recognition, not just from getting your digital photo at the driver's license facility. It's really federalized, not with real ID. It was done in 93 with executive order. It was international ID. We have a world ID as of 2000 under world treaty. They're just not telling us about real ID in 2008. Man, there's so many facets to all this, and I want to get to other calls, but we already have a world ID that's over most nations. They're mopping up the few final rogue nations. And then the real work of eugenics against free humanity can begin. The one-child policy worldwide, the population reduction, the true horrors are to come. This is just the clamping down the last bastions of freedom and liberty right now. But there is resistance to it. Here's what happened. The elite, changed the bankruptcy rules so small people have trouble declaring bankruptcy. The elites had tax incentives to move their money offshore, and then 2 years ago changed it where it's hard now if you stayed behind to get out. And that's why there was a huge exodus right up to 2 years ago as everybody left to Dubai and to Switzerland and to Rome and to, to Spain. And then something bad's going to happen in Israel. Of the 10 richest guys there, 9 of them have fully left Israel for London and Switzerland. And so the elite are all evacuating. Most of the elites I know in Austin have evacuated to the Cook Islands or New Zealand or Australia. So there is a massive I can't get into details, but I know these people. And they have said that, we're evacuating because of martial law. And I've been telling you that for several years. Naomi Wolf comments.
I'm Jewish, and so, I think there's this very deep reaction in people with my ancestry, because my dad's family was largely wiped out by the Holocaust, sensitivity to travel restrictions, because for people of my ethnicity, there's this giant divide between people who got out before the border hardened, during the National Socialist regime, and those who waited a little too long. So I watch with concern when I travel, I watch with concern the growth of the watch list, which Alex rightly noted is going, 20,000 names a month, because in closing societies, those lists always eventually connect to job losses and travel restrictions or worse. And I'm also noticing with concern the hardening of the borders. There's this fence being built along the southern border, and also more and more kind of Homeland Security type monitoring to Canada. And I'm very concerned that I keep reading reports that there's legislation being floated that would lead you to have to apply to Homeland Security or apply to the federal government to travel overseas. Because in a closing society, one thing they always do is close borders so that, you...
And by the way, the fence is going to be used to keep us in, not people out. They're just going to legalize everybody in the North American continent. That's been stated in the Council on Foreign Relations documents by Robert Pasteur and others. So that's what they do, and they set the precedence of violating due process and whole families' rights with the illegal aliens, and I'm against them having their rights violated, by the way, folks. It should all be done due process. And then that sets the precedent for the citizens, as Oliver North proposed with Poindexter, Admiral Poindexter in the 80s. This was declassified. They would use the front of rounding up the illegal immigrants first to sell the public on mass arrests. And the Houston Chronicle 2 years ago reported that, indeed, the FEMA camps are for illegals and citizens. So, see, that's being used as a smokescreen, even with law enforcement, to think, well, it's to get rid of the illegal aliens, but that's not really what it's for. Just like in Nazi Germany, they first used it on unpopular minorities first.
Exactly. So you anticipated my next point, this awareness of the need to stand up and call a halt. The tactic is always in a closing society to go after people who are seen as marginal or unpopular or the wrong race, Muslims or Jews or, anarchists or communists, in the National Socialist era. And, certainly the mass arrests this spring of illegal aliens or illegal immigrants is very distressing to me, because if Americans were in good patriotic working order recognizing their rights, we would be screaming as loudly that undocumented workers without papers were having agents of the state break in, drag them away from their children, locked down, processed without due process, mass processing, fairgrounds in the Midwest with blacked out windows. I mean,
which FEMA called a drill And we had people inside that. They were drilling during that for the American people. That was a test.
What evidence do you have? I mean, what evidence do you have?
I had sources inside of it in the town and inside of it. That's all.
Why can't we get these people to go on the record?
Well, let me stop you.
Distressing. Okay.
I had a pastor on 2.5 years ago. Butch Paul had him on first here on the network, who was in Ohio. Then we had another preacher on. He faxed me all these documents. He said, you're allowed to post them. He said, no, don't black out the fax phone number. It's just a little mini mark.
Mm-hmm.
About the 13,000 preachers that have been hired by Homeland Security to teach and FEMA to teach their flocks to turn their guns in, to go to FEMA camps, to take the forced inoculations. Have you heard about that?
No.
John, cue it up. She won't believe it. Remember the piece that was carried on the news, the national news? Find one of them where their preachers called for martial law. And then a year after that happened, it was in some national and local news. Now, but by then it was 26,000 preachers. They doubled the number. It's called clergy response teams, which is the same thing Hitler did.
God.
But it's secret. Now, 1 week after he came on my show and we posted the documents, the FBI went to the mini mart, demanded and interrogated them and asked them who was in here that day, who sent these faxes. It was over 100 pages. And they said it's the local pastor who has a church of about 400 people. He also volunteered for people who were sick and dying at the hospital. And when he came into his job at the hospital, FEMA was there with the FBI, and the guy was scared. And they said, you can be arrested under national security. You no longer are welcome in any government facility or hospital, and we're watching you.
God.
And then he was basically put on a no-fly list. So, and it turns out the other preacher, then we didn't even put out documents, they visited him because they have these guys all under NSA surveillance with keyword computers. So the minute they do an interview on their home phone, they're under surveillance. The NSA computer records it. An agent comes in and sees they're talking. And then now that was before it came out. Here it is. You found the local one out of Louisiana. Here they are introducing it through Katrina, but this is nationwide. This came out 1 year after we broke it. The secret FEMA documents are on InfoWars.com. Here it is.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect the suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
Naomi, being a historian and knowing about World War II, Hitler's favorite line was Romans 13. So go ahead and comment. We'll go to some more calls.
I mean, this is a tough conversation because you're bringing me information that is so truly shocking.
It's a thousand times worse, Naomi. It's so bad I can't even explain it all.
All right.
CIA runs every major city. FEMA camps are built. Most police chiefs are bought off and paid for. It's total mafia takeover.
Well, let me just take it step by step. I did want to say when I express kind of unease at how many people are telling me data that needs to be followed up on but are reluctant to give me their names. The most recent one was in California. A gentleman came up to me and said, I was hired to do IT work at one of these camps. It's near Bakersfield. I've seen it with my own eyes, and I've seen with my own eyes, he said, the train cars with shackles on the floor, and they're painted white, and I've witnessed this.
By the way, I've seen them, but go ahead.
So I said, because I'm a reporter, you know, and I can't just circulate, you know, unattributed comments, a rumor, I said, you know, will you go on the record, or can I get another source to back you up? And he said, you know, that he's a dual citizen, or, you know, he's an immigrant, and he is scared to come forward. But he's a very credible, you know, he seemed like a very sincere, concerned citizen. And my gut intuition was that he wasn't, you know, that he was telling me about something that genuinely had disturbed and upset him. And he said they're massive, that what he saw was massive. So obviously this is not reassuring to me. And
well, we have the 2002 purchase order for 3 1 million man camps. I mean, we have the federal. They even put bids out. I mean, it's not.
Oh, okay. I'll look at, you know, of course I'll examine these documents. I think you've got to be patient with me, Alex, because, you know, the way I'm trained, I like look at the documents, source the documents, try to fit it into the bigger picture, test it, and
look into the civilian inmate labor camp program. Conducted from 1986 secretly until 1997 when it was declassified. Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, a secret archipelago of Army-run camps. And they already have Americans in them. We'll explain behind the scenes right now.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
We got Lindsey Williams with his oil being cut in half, prediction coming true, joining us in about 10 minutes. I want to hold Naomi 5 over to the next hour if she can do it. If not, she'll be gone at 5. I just brought up to her the Second Amendment, the last line of defense. As a person breaking the left-right paradigm, Naomi, I know a lot of, quote, liberals that have been out the last 2 years now understanding why we need the Second Amendment. I'm not calling for violence, but if you're being taken in cattle cars to a FEMA facility, what do you do?
Yeah, I have to say, you know, part of my education by many wonderful patriots I've met on this journey on the left and the right and beyond the left-right paradigm is that they've challenged my assumptions about the Second Amendment. I certainly was raised in a demographic that always thought that gun control was the most important way to keep people safe. And now I think it's not that I'm advocating violence ever. Of course I'm not. This should be a peaceful revolution using the rule of law. But I do understand, you know, that in a closing society, as many people have noted, the regime will take away citizens' guns. And I do understand now that there are times in history when we have worse problems than gun violence, you know, from gangs and so on, than that a police state is a greater problem.
I mean, is there a time for us to defend ourselves?
You're putting me in a very challenging position. I mean, we have to defend ourselves in every lawful and appropriate way we can, with violence being the absolute.
But if Adolf Hitler was our president, it would be lawful in the organic law to resist him as the general staff did. But again, it's not a president here. It's the complex around him. Naomi, let me be clear. The enemy, the programmers want us to fight back physically so they have a pretext to engage us. I do not believe in offensive military asymmetrical strikes against them. But if they're rounding people up and taking them to FEMA camps, it is not a right. It is a duty in the Declaration of Independence to resist 110%. And I believe the American people, if we don't turn things around peacefully, we may do that. We have a chance. It is going to go to the next ballot box, which is the cartridge box, and it's going to be hell.
Yeah, well, you know, let's first talk about peaceful revolution and the rule of law, because as I think there are many women listening and many mothers like me who are sort of thinking, God forbid, let's do everything in our power to keep that from being the outcome. Because, of course, you're right. When there's a coup, what happens next is, you know, battles in the streets and civil war. I mean, that's just historically what happens. But, you know, God forbid, and there's a lot of opportunity for us to use the rule of law. Let me talk about one action step I'm calling on people to do. There has been a coup, as I've argued, and so there should be immediate bipartisan impeachment proceedings and then the filing for prosecution and arrest of George Bush and other high officials who have committed, in my reading, treason, because they're making war against the American people, which in the Constitution defines treason, making war on the United States. So there is a wonderful prosecutor, and I'm sure you've talked about her, Charlotte, I beg your pardon, a woman running for Attorney General in Vermont, Charlotte Dennett, and she has promised to prosecute and arrest George Bush and other high officials who've committed high crimes and misdemeanors. And Vincent Bugliosi is going to be her prosecutor.
Yeah, that is the key. That is the key, is to declare them criminals and illegitimate. I'm just saying, Naomi,
the rule of law.
A lot of us aren't going to run into pits and be shot in the back of the head. Nobody's taking my children. It's not happening. I'm not looking for a fight. But I'm asking the American people, if they try to take you to camps, resist them in the name of the Republic.
Well, and I'm asking the American people to rise up and use the rule of law first, because history shows that the real threat of
should we go to death camps?
Uh-huh.
Should we go ahead and give in and go to death camps if they tell us?
Well, of course we shouldn't go to death camps. I mean, when, you know, there's a lot of models for, you know, even my people who are so kind of, you know, non-violent by instinct, you know, there was resistance in the Warsaw Ghetto. You know, obviously self-defense is an important American value.
As Alexander Schultzen
Nietzsche
said,
means first.
The machine would have ground to a halt if every night when the secret police came out to pick up citizens to take them to the gulags, they would have been met with daggers and hammers and hatchets in the doorways. We'll be right back with Naomi Wolf, 5 final minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.